Brother Branham leads us in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee because Thou hast permitted us to be back again tonight. So thankful for the message we have just heard of Thy Word, faith-inspiring. I pray, God, that that'll sink them seeds down deep in every heart here, and may it bring forth a perfect victory tonight for Jesus Christ. May there be decisions upon salvation and decisions upon healing. In the people's hearts, may they find it there like they have never found it before. And may they act according to their convictions, for we ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Good evening, friends. I'm happy to be here to minister again tonight in the name of our Lord. Hearing that wonderful message just kind of inspired my heart. A little tired. We drove all night last night and all day today and just got back a while ago and rushed right on over. So, I see we haven't had any let up in the weather around here, and they don't promise it for a few days yet. I'm very happy that you people are willing to set out in this hot building of a nighttime to hear the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. So I owe it to you to start right on with the prayer line. I'm going to read some scripture first here. And then I'm going to go right into praying for the sick. The ninth chapter of St. John. And Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, that is, by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, when they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, Go wash in the pool of Siloam. And washed, and I went and washed, and I received my sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought the Pharisees to him, that before time was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and anointed his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him, How is it that thou hast received thy sight? He said unto them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keeps not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They said unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him? that he has opened thine eyes. And he said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called his parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him, saying, is this your son, who you say that was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake the parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was a Christ, they should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he's of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know, that whereas I was once blind, I now see. Then said they unto him again, what did he do unto thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? To also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why hear ye this marvelous thing, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened mine eyes? Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he will hear it. Heareth. Since the world began, is it not heard that any man has opened one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou art altogether born in sin. And dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Then Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he found him, he said unto him, dost thou now believe the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him.
Yeah.
What a marvelous occasion. A man born blind, Jesus opened his eyes. And then the people didn't believe it, and they was questioning what he did about it. He only did what Jesus told him to do. And if any person will do what Jesus tells them to do, you'll receive just what you have need of, if you'll just believe. Do you believe that?
The Lord has his blessings now as we start to pray for the sick.
All right. I believe Billy met me there on the stairway a while ago and said he'd give out prayer cards A, 50 to 100. And let's start praying for the sick. And we won't keep you no longer. We can help. Maybe a little later on in the week it'll get a little cooler, and then we press right into it with everything that we have. Let's be in prayer. How many in here believe God's going to hear tonight and answer prayer? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Brother Lindsay, that looks mighty nice, doesn't it? You see a solid ground there of every person believing on believing grounds. Anything could happen. Now, the one thing I'm going to ask you to do is, how many have faith that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead and has manifested himself right here among us? Do you believe that? Well, now, all the faith you have will never do no good until you get some works with it. Is that right? You've just got to say, now, I believe it, I accept it, that settles it, and here I am. See, that's it. That settles the whole thing. All right, let's not call too many. Once we get usually 50 or 100 up here in the standing line, you get so tired. Let's take, who's got prayer card A50? Let's see your hand. Prayer card A50. Look on the back of a little card, and you'll see it's got a number there, and your name's on the front of it. A50, is that here? Raise up your hand, ever who has it. 850-51. I thought I got the wrong letter. 51. Who has prayer card? 851. 52. Raise up quickly when you can. 52. 53. 54. 855. 56. 57. 58. 59. 60. Did you give out A's, son? Okay. Oh, they're raising their hand. All right. I just thought I didn't see the hands myself. I'm sorry. All right. I started at 850.
You get it?
Yes. I got 850, 851, 52. On down. I got up to 60 now. Let's see what we got now. 60. Now, you take your places. You know, I'm so thankful that as far as I know, there's only been one person that I know of that come in the building that was crippled, what God hasn't healed. Except this lady sitting right here, and I watched. I know what's wrong with her. I know what's happened. But I'm just waiting to see the time when she's healed, and I'll call her because she's been faithfully coming. There's been a little girl sitting there, but all the cots and stretchers and the cripples and everything has been healed and walked out in the meeting. Isn't that marvelous?
Thanks.
Everyone that they brought. All right. Now, what we got up to 50? That's a 60, I believe, wasn't it? All right. Let's go to 70 then. 75. Let's make that. 50 to 75 and see. Don't get too many in the line, and we'll maybe get some more just in a few moments. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The prayer card 70. Would you check someone sitting near you? It may be a deaf person. A70. If they're in the building, why, come take your place if you would. While we sing this next verse, I am so wonderfully saved. Jesus, Lord. those songs are all the little choppy songs. I think they're wonderful. Let's sing this glory to his name, the chorus, and just shake hands with someone sitting near you. Will you just turn around or something and shake hands? Come on now.
Glory to
thy blessing, that we can sing tonight glory to his name, for it was there at the cross where he took us in, coming unworthy, all undone, naked, wretched, blind, spiritually speaking, and God in his tender mercy reached down and taken us as alienated away from him, and God cleansed us from our sins by the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, and now has positionally set us in heavenly places with him. And now we are sons and daughters of God, joint heirs of Christ in the kingdom, sitting in heavenly places, the Holy Spirit moving upon us. Oh, no wonder our hearts tremble when we hear those old-fashioned songs. Just makes us so grateful to you, Lord. Thank you, the writers of these old songs is with you tonight. Perhaps God rest their gallant souls until they take body form again. Help us, Lord, as we sing them to realize what they were meant for. Give us grace tonight, Father, and power of the Holy Spirit. And now shut out, as it was, all doubt. Just shut it out of the building, Lord. And may faith rise and take its place. And may it be very predominant tonight. And may evil spirits leave the people. Great joy be among the people. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's hum that one, will you? Mm-hmm. Oh, how I love that. One of the first songs touched my heart. Cowboy playing. God bless you. Trusting to Jesus Christ for our all tonight, believing that he is here with us, believing that he's helping us, trying with his great love and mercy to inspire faith in him. That's our only alternative. Try to find favor with the people as God will let us, that their faith might be lifted up to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ more. We're strangers. I do not know you. You perhaps don't know me. That's just by letter or mail or somewhere seen in the pulpit. But God knows us both. And knowing it is totally impossible for us to know anything of each other, no more than maybe you'd know of me more because you've read papers and so forth, but for me to know you. Now, you look like a healthy woman, and you may be for all I know. That God knows that. I don't. But he's risen from the dead and living here with us tonight and has promised us that the things that he did, that we'd do also. And he didn't heal anyone, you know. He claimed he didn't heal. No. He said the Father does. Is that right? But he knew their hearts, knew their thoughts. And he said, I'll only do what the Father shows me. Could you imagine him going through all those crippled there at Bethesda? And just think of those poor little waterhead babies and crippled and spastic and drawed up. He never touched one of them. Walked right on over, and a man wasn't too bad. He'd had maybe prostate trouble or something for about 38 years. He was laying on a pallet. Jesus healed him and walked right on out of the building. And it said he was full of love and compassion. His love wasn't, it was to the Father. And as the Father would permit, he would do. He said the same thing in the 19th verse. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son does nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise." In other words, he does just what the Father shows him. Now, if the Father tonight, now I believe as far as your healing, the Father has already got that in his glory. Yeah. Because when he gave Jesus, that purchased your healing. Now the only thing the Father could do, and then he sent his word. Brother Baxter preached it very lovely and nicely tonight. Now, if there's anything else could be done, there's gifts set in the church. Is that right? And then through there, God drops down besides his love and his message of the word. Then he puts gifts in the church that does different things. Now, see, the gift in the church, I believe Paul said, if all of you speak with tongues, and there comes in the unlearned, well, they'll say, you're mad. But said, if there's one who prophesies and reveals a secret to the people, then they'll all fall down and say, truly, God's with you. Is that right? While such as that in a church tonight, don't you think it ought to be sufficient for every person to accept Jesus Christ and believe him?
Yeah.
Now, he's risen. He's just like, we're standing talking like our master and the woman at the well. I'm doing this for a purpose, you know that. There's lots of people out there, lots of believers. There's literally hundreds of them. But I'm trying to contact you. There was nothing immorally wrong with the woman. I was just talking to her just a moment. I know that microphone's alive. Now, you believe that God could show me what your trouble was? And whether it be anything, whether it's domestic or whether it's whatever it would be, sickness, or whether if you're just curious or whatever it would be, God could reveal it, couldn't he? He could, yes. You believe he could. All right. But you're not here just curiosity because you're really ill. Your trouble is in your chest. You have hurting in your chest. You've had an operation on that chest, is what's caused it. It was a tumor operation or something. It was a growth in a breast, and they removed it. Is that right? Now, if God could reveal that, now, what was it? Wasn't it something about an operation or something? Breast. If God can stand and do that to a worthless piece of flesh as we are, but he's almighty, isn't he? But he spoke to a mule one time and told a man something. And he spoke to a cloud of fire. He spoke to many. Just a moment. You, besides this, I see if you're getting away from me again, going away. You have a very sad and lowly heart. You've lost your husband, hasn't you, sister? Are you convinced that Jesus Christ is near here now? You accept your healing from him? May you and I have a word of prayer together. Our lovely Father, we thank thee for your mercies and kindness. And I pray for mercy for our dear sister. And may all the evil leave her, and may her heart rejoice and be made glad. And may she be healed tonight and go to her home rejoicing. Now may her faith have works with it. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Now look, we are strangers. Now, those things seem like I had a dream. See? But now, what was said wasn't the truth, whatever it was. If it was the truth, let the audience know by raising up your hand. It was the truth. I knew nothing of it, no way in the world for me to know it. Is that right? We're just perfectly total strangers. Now, Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ healed the woman. And she'd go home and be happy now.
Amen.
Why? Just because of she. Now you're going to be. Because you've come in the right attitude. No one ever come to Christ in the right attitude but what went away with what they asked for. No one. See? Now, you go and you're, yeah, if God could say what your life has been, God would surely know what your life will be. Is that right? All right, go on. Forget it all, be happy. You're going to rejoice. God bless you. I want to pray for these letters right now before the anointing gets so deep upon me, God. I forget them. Now, Heavenly Father, here's some letters laying here. And they've got handkerchiefs in them. And they're going to the sick and afflicted. I pray for mercy, dear God. I pray that you'll heal every one of them. I realize, Lord, that we're unprofitable servants. There's nothing in us that's any good. But we think of what Jesus has commanded us to do. Oh, we just love you for that. And now we're taught that they're taken off of the body of Paul. Handkerchiefs or aprons, and unclean spirits went out of the people, and they healed the diseases. We're not the St. Paul, but you're still Jesus. Now we send these handkerchiefs in Jesus Christ's name, that every one that these handkerchiefs touch, may they be healed. For God's glory, and the glory of Jesus Christ, His Son, for we ask it in His name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I think there's two more, brother. Oh, this. Yes, sir. All right. Good evening, sir. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus with all your heart, with all your soul? If our dear, precious Lord Jesus would happen to come down in His anointing power and would reveal what you're seeking for, that would be the main thing to be on your heart, was what you're seeking for. Whether it's whatever it would be, no matter what it would be, he could reveal it. Is that right? Through His power, you believe that. Would you then accept, if He told you what to do about it, would you then accept it if He would reveal what's wrong or what you want, and then He would tell you to do, you would accept His decision? Would that be right? May God bless you, my brother. I pray. I believe you're coming humbly. I believe you're approaching God in the way to receive something. Yes, sir? Your trouble is in your heart. You have an enlarged heart. That's right. And you also have dropsy, don't you? Swelling gets real big sometimes. Water, the blood separates from the water. Do you believe that He did make you whole when He died at Calvary for you?
Yes.
You now, while you're standing on this spot here, in the presence of this company and before God, you now accept Jesus' atonement there for your healing, believe that you'll get well and that heart will go down normal?
I do.
If you believe that with all your heart, before this meeting closes, you'll lay a ticket on this desk here that your heart's gone down and your dropsy has left you.
Yes.
Will you do it with all your heart?
I do it with all my heart.
Oh God, Creator of heavens and earth, send Thy blessings upon the man and bring this to pass, for I rebuke this heart trouble, this swelling, whatever it is wrong with me. In Jesus Christ's name, may it leave him. Come out of the man. Amen. I go believing with all your heart, brother. God will make you well. He is there. All right, come here. Do you believe with all your heart, sister? You believe that Jesus Christ, if we were to ask God, now it's not only me praying, my sister, all those Christians are praying, and these back here, they're all their ministers, and they're waiting, wondering. And they're wanting you to be healed. You believe that you will when we ask God? Well, now, just something to stimulate your faith, I could either come over here and quote a scripture, or I could give a testimony, or maybe God would come down and reveal something. Whatever He'd do, you'd be thankful, wouldn't you? You would. And would there be enough evidence that you're hearing that sermon tonight, would it be enough evidence to you that you're going to be made well? It would. If God would just tell you what just revealed to me what's wrong with you, then that'd be enough evidence for you that you're going to be made well. Your trouble's in your blood is what it is, because between you and I, drops of blood, and it looks white. You're anemia. Is that right? Is that true? Then come here. Sister, by eyes of faith, let's look there to Calvary. There was blood sufficient come from Emmanuel's veins to give a blood transfusion by faith tonight. Oh, God, be merciful to this poor little woman. Lord, we're just creatures of this earth trying to get through, trying to live as long as we can to serve You. And I pray as I lay hands upon this woman, according to a commission that was given to me by an angel that said, if you be sincere When you pray and get the people to believe, nothing shall stand before the prayer. And oh, great God who sent it, may He now confirm the word with signs following as I'm laying my hands upon this little woman and asking that she may be healed of this condition. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, sister dear, if your faith is just exactly where God said, I believe with all my heart that you're going to be well. I believe it with all my heart. And you believe it too? Now, there can't be nothing standing in your way. Now, just, was you here last night and I was speaking on, taking the Havites and the, just pushing out of the way now and go on. Thanking God for being healed. God bless you.
Amen.
We want to hear from you.
Yes.
All right. Let us say thanks be to God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's fine. If you, if I move back, you move me back. Hold on. I'll forget about it. If you want. How did you, sister? You want to go to that diabetic condition and go home and be well and be made well again? Would you like to do it? Oh, Lord, creator of heavens and earth, is this poor little mother standing here looking at her little withered up hands? I think of my own mother sitting there in the audience. And Lord, no doubt but what has wiped back the tears from a many crying baby's face. Probably done a many days washing. And oh, God, maybe these little old fingers have thumbed through the Bible and read the promises, and now Satan is trying to make her life just as miserable as he can. But we withstand him tonight by the promise of Jesus Christ. Now, Satan, you leave the woman as we lay hands upon her and believe with all of our heart that God's word is true and you are a liar and you're defeated in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, sister, go and God's peace be with you, because I believe you're going to be well. You accept it now?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Oh, my. All right, sister, if you believe God with all your heart, your eyes will never go out. You'll get well, and you'll be all right. That's your main thought tonight. Of course, you've got some more things. It's a woman of your age, a female, and so forth. But that isn't nothing compared to what your eyes is. Your eyes is your main subject, because they're getting very bad and look like you may go blind. But let's look to that one who's anointed that man's eyes with clay. He spit on the ground. And as he stood talking, he was spitting on the ground. And then he picked up that mud and spit and rubbed it in his hand and plastered his eyes with it. What would the health authority say about that today? See? But that was Jesus Christ. The man obeyed just exactly what he had done, what he told him to do, and come back to see him. Is that right? Now, if you obey just exactly what he said to do, you will receive yours too and you'll be well. You believe it? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, now standing there in that little building that night, when a light flashed across the floor and a great and mighty being come walking into that light, trembling, I thought it maybe my time had come. But you said I was to go pray for the sick, and I'm doing it tonight, Lord, as faithfully as I know how. Bless this one who I bless in thy name, and may the blind spirit leave her. May she get well. I pray this blessing in Jesus' name and ask you, Lord, that her faith will not fail, but she'll go off this platform so happy and full of the Holy Spirit until she won't even have to use glasses or nothing and be perfectly well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. All right, would you come, sir? Having faith, believing with all your heart now.
Amen.
All right, do that now. Would you like to get over the stomach trouble, son? Be made well. You would?
Yes.
Do you believe God's word is right?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that sermon tonight was right?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that I represent him in a divine gift, which, you know, you've seen there that you can't drink coffee and stuff like that? That's a food attack because it sours on your stomach.
Yes.
Got acid condition.
Yes.
Is that right? Belching it up, your teeth gets all sensitive.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to go out and vomit up what you eat. Is that right?
Yes.
Exactly right. Now, if the Holy Spirit's standing here to make that known unto you, would you believe me as his servant?
Yes.
If you go out of here and forsake that thing, just lay it aside and go out rejoicing and happy and eat, no matter how you feel, eat anyhow.
Yes.
It'll be after a while you'll find out you won't have any stomach trouble at all.
Yes.
You believe me?
Yes.
Lord, may it come to pass in Jesus Christ's name, my
answer.
Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go now and eat anything you want to and have faith. Do you believe, sir, just as you're coming walking like that, believe that God will make you well just as soon as you get here and pray for you? Do you believe that with all your heart?
Yeah,
I know you. I know what's your trouble, but I'm just asking a question. You will believe it, it'll do it. All right, come here. Oh, Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon the man, and may his nerves quieten now. May he go off the platform here, Father, and be well. May he just take Jesus just now and know that Jesus Christ is the all-sufficient sacrifice. God is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide a sacrifice for himself. And now the sacrifice has been provided. May our brother accept it by faith and act it by works. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, and be made well. Believe it by faith, act it by works. Act like it. You know, I may be wrong, and if I am, I pray God forgive me. But I believe if I was sick and would walk up to a platform, and knowing I was a stranger to this person, that person had been explained, the word had been laid out so carefully, and I'd watched it and seen how nice it was laid out, and see it was absolutely, fundamentally the gospel truth. And then the Holy Spirit would be kind enough to me to reveal to me just what I was asking for like that. You know, I believe I'd jump off that platform screaming. Now, that's me. See? And remember, if you don't believe with all your heart, don't ever get in that line. Because it'd be better for you that you didn't. Because the Bible says, go ye and sin no more, or a worse thing come upon you. And what is sin? Unbelief.
Yes.
When God has made himself manifested to you like that, and you go away, well, I don't know. He might have guessed that. It might, brother, it's not guessing. See? No. And you go away like that, then just look out for something else to happen. That's right. So don't even come in the line. No matter what happens, you stay out of the line. If you don't believe with all your heart that the works come from Jesus Christ, just stay out and let someone come up who will believe. See? And to me, I think it'd be the most happiest thing in the world to know this. I know sometimes I'm asking for something, and he'll show me a vision. And I tell you, my wife thinks they got the Salvation Army in the bedroom sometimes. When he reveals to me something another that I've been asking for, and all at once I look and here stands before me, and I see it unfolding to me, and I'll scream and cry, and I tell you, I'm just so happy I can't hardly hold myself together. It's a wonderful thing. You believe that, you lady? If you get over that female trouble, would you be happy? Well, just go rejoicing and say, thank you, Lord, and get over it. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. God be merciful to us.
Yes.
Amen. How he is long-suffering, forbearing, not willing that any should perish, but all might come to repentance. Isn't he marvelous? All right, would you come, lady, please? Just have faith now. Cool down. Believe everything. You'll receive what you ask for if you believe it. How do you do, sister? Now, do you believe that Jesus is here, standing here wearing this coat and pair of trousers he gave me? If he was standing here, he would know what was wrong with you. But now, he'd have to do what the Father told him. See? Well, now, I believe that if the Father would tell him this, son, do you remember when you made that sacrifice to Calvary? You healed that woman. See? Why, you'd say, yes, Father. Well, then I know I give a commission, though, when I left the world, that they should go into the world and preach the gospel and lay hands on the sick, and they'd get well. I believe that would kind of be the conversation. Don't you think so? Well, then, if he's here, but he's working through his church now, and we are his church, then if I lay hands upon you, like he commissioned me to do, do you believe that arthritis would all leave you and you'd be able just to stomp your feet around and run home? You believe that? Then receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. May it leave you. Now, come on. Jump your feet up and down. That's right. Now, it's all gone. Let's say thanks be to God. Would you believe the same way as you? Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you receive it and return back to your city rejoicing and being well. Amen. I'm just doing that with all your heart. Just being happy and rejoicing and praise the Lord. Amen. That's the way, friends. You've got to show God your appreciation. You know, if I would do something for somebody and I'd say, I had to make a great sacrifice like God did for us, and then and somebody, I'd have my little check wrote out here to someone, and I'd say, here you are, brother, for your missions in the foreign fields or something. You reach over? Mm-hmm. I'd feel kind of bad, wouldn't you? Oh, I'd expect him to say, thank you, Brother Branham. I know that really is taking what you got, you see, but I sure appreciate it, Brother Branham. And that's what God wants to say. Why, thank you, Father. I come up here to be healed, and it's all explained to me, and you've proven it to me now, so I'm ready to go away from here rejoicing. Praise the Lord, and go away just rejoicing and made well. That's the way to do it. No matter if he wouldn't say nothing at all, still you should rejoice because the Word said so first, and that's the initial. That's the initial, the Word. All right, bring the lady. All right. Are you believing with all your heart? Little lady sitting there. You got bowel trouble and rectal trouble sitting right back there. Isn't that right? You was healed just a few minutes ago of that, if you see. And you're sitting there. I was trying to wait. I'll tell you a little later on, but I was afraid I'd forget it. Now, you go home. That's going to stop. That dysentery and everything is going to leave you, and it's going to be all right. And hemorrhaging things will go away, and you're going to be all right. God bless you. That's your faith now. I never prayed for you. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. See, you didn't have a prayer card to get in the line or nothing, so you wouldn't know, wait for you to get here, but you just had faith in God. He healed you and made you well. So that's just the way he does it. Amen. How do you do, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe? Well, you believe that Jesus Christ is here to make you whole? You suffer with some sort of a nervous condition. Isn't that right? You're very nervous, upset. Say, you're not from Chicago.
No,
you're from out. You come from a way from the east coming here.
I'm still from Buffalo.
Yes. All right. You believe he's going to send you back well?
Yes, indeed.
You believe that?
I came here.
That's right. Now raise up your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Now the nervousness is gone from you. You're made well standing right there. Return back to Buffalo rejoicing and praising God. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Never prayed for the woman, never touched her at all. I seen an airplane rise up, and I looked to the right-hand side of the airplane where she looked from, and Niagara Falls is to the right from where she raised up from.
Yeah.
And I know she comes from the east somewhere, because she's passed by Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Is that right, lady?
Yeah.
All right, so that's right. It was in the vision just then. Amen!
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Our Lord Jesus cannot fail. Are you finished that old kidney trouble and get it over to God and saying, I'm going home and get well? Believe it right now. Just go off the platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And be happy. God will bless you and make you well. Never want to wear glasses, do you? You want to be well from that eye trouble. Is that right? And you're nervous and upset and so forth. All right. Believe Jesus heals you right where you're standing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. May the thing go out of you. Let's say praise the Lord. You do the same thing, lady. You have the same thing. Now go on and rejoice.
Yes,
sir. That's exactly. Go on and say praise the Lord. Just go rejoice and happy. Saying, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, what we ought to do tonight, we ought to take this place by not hold the fort, but take the fort. Jesus Christ here, the Son of God. Now look, lady, here, come across the, just let's see you walk like a young lady. Come right on down there. That's the time. Yes, ma'am, that's the way I want you to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. She'd been bothered so much nervously too. You're bothered with a nervous condition too, aren't you? Sitting on the end of the road. No, your husband's sitting next to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You've been in the hospital, haven't you? Spent 2 or 3 months over in the hospital with a nervous breakdown. Is that true? All right. You can go home and get well now. Lady, you hit that lady. You're some connected with her there. Is that right? You have arthritis, don't you, the lady in the check address? You want to go home and get well, too? Well, God bless you. Just on one service is over, go down the street, sing glory to his name. Just stand up. That's right, brother. Stand up and give God praise. That's right. Amen. Say, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his healing power. Amen. Our Lord Jesus cannot fail. There's no way for him to fail. He is the Lord. Amen. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart. God will grant it. It keeps moving. Or you two sisters there, and God just... if you just have at least a bit of faith, lady, you'll be healed tonight. See? You won't never use them crutches no more if you just have faith now. All right. Bring the lady on. Do you believe with all your heart, all your soul? all your strength. Excuse me, I'm glad you said yes. That's very nice. That's what I want you to do, say yes. You believe that God will make you well to that one. You have trouble in your chest, too. Isn't that right? A hurting. You got a lot of troubles, too, haven't you? You're now thinking about someone at home. I believe it's a mother. You have a mother. She has a stroke, I believe it is. Or, yeah, and you have high blood pressure, too. That's right. Say, by the way, aren't you Catholic, by faith? Is that right? I've seen the bees and things. Do you believe that God will heal you and make them well and you go home happy, rejoicing? And would you like to have the fullness of God's Spirit to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Wouldn't you enjoy that blessing? Do you know it's for you, sister? Jesus Christ died that you might have it. Now I pray that you will receive the Holy Ghost before you leave this meeting. You know what the apostolic way of to receive the Holy Ghost is? Lay hands on them. And they receive the Holy Ghost. And you will receive it. Do you believe that? Come here just a moment. Almighty God, as this woman with her sincerity standing here believing that you're going to make her well, I pray that you'll heal her and all that's connected in this. And may she also receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord. May she be a testimony in this last day to give praise and glory to God in Jesus Christ's name. Go off the platform and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. That's the way. Amen. Some clergy ought to get to her immediately. All right, come, if you will. All right, you believe with all your heart? Believe that God will make you well? That's wonderful. All right, I want you to have faith in God and believe with all your heart that God's going to make you well. And that back will just soothe out. You won't have that trouble no more. Is that right? It's gone now. God has tucked it away from you. Move yourself down like this. You see what I mean? How you go on off the platform and be happy. Your faith heals you, sister. All right, come, sir. Uncle, as you come, do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died to make you well?
Yes, sir.
And he'll heal you of that heart trouble if you ask him?
Yes.
Do you believe he does it now?
Yes.
Then say, praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
That's the way to do it. Come, sir. That's, amen. Brother, I'm telling you, colored folks are not ashamed of their religion. I know that from being down in Africa, where they come from. Brother, let them see the power of God move once, and you don't have to say no more. They got it and gone. Amen. Oh, shame on us. Amen. Wouldn't a nice, big, thick hamburger taste good tonight? You haven't had one in a long time. Go on, eat it. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. That man could go off the platform, that colored man, rejoicing, healed with heart trouble, you ought to receive the same thing. God bless you. Go on. Do you believe, lady? That old arthritis is gone from you. Go on off and show the people what water is doing for you. Amen. Amen. The way about heart trouble, move on across it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And be made whole. Amen. Do you believe with all your heart now?
Amen.
Lord Jesus, bless the woman and heal her, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. All right. Have faith in God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, lady. Sitting there. You ain't going to be bothered with sinus no more. It's done gone from you now. Amen. Amen. God makes you whole, sister. God be with you. Hallelujah. You don't get all that rheumatism sitting there? You do. Just believe it. Raise up. Have faith in God. God will make you well. Amen. That's all you have to do. Sister Woods, I thought that was you. But it isn't. It's the lady sitting next to you there. She has a female disorder. And she's nervous, kind of a nervous disposition. Something's hurting to her nerves. Isn't that right, lady? They're having a kind of a little domestic affair. Isn't that true? Well, God bless you. May he make you completely whole, take everything away, and make you exactly well. God bless you and give you peace. Sitting right back out of there, that sinus, sir, if you want to get well, just raise up and accept it with all your heart. God bless you. He healed you just then. It's all finished now. You can go home. God bless you. How do you do, lady? You believe me as God's servant? All right, I want to talk to you just a minute. This is the last one in the prayer line. You believe with all your heart. All right? You believe our Lord Jesus Christ is here in all of his lovely power. And we're strangers, I suppose. I don't know. You never seen you in my life. Anybody know the woman out there? Somebody? All right. People know the woman. Then you know we're strangers, and that's true. Now our Lord Jesus is here. There. Why don't we just accept it and say, God, I'm thankful. I'm going to accept mine right now. That's right. You come for a very good reason. I respect you and honor you. Because you're barren and you want children. Isn't that right? You've heard. Somebody told you about what happened and so forth. I've never asked that in my life of what God granted me. Say, aren't you a man? No, your husband's a preacher. Isn't that right? All right. God bless you. May the Lord grant you your desire. God bless this little woman and make her fruitful, Lord. I pray that you'll grant it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Who wants to be healed? Stand to your feet. Now, you wouldn't have stood up unless you had faith. Is that right? Now, if you've got works to go with your faith, raise up your hands and praise the Lord. Just as loud as you can, say, thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name.